Nicely with Martin Besser.
It is my pleasure to welcome our guests in studio this morning. No, it's not just about sport on the show and rugby. We are curious about everything.
Yes, we are.
We've also tried a lot of things on a feature that we used to do. But then it got boring because we can do everything.
We're very talented
and
humble.
Can we dance like ballet dancers? Like really bad ones, maybe, but who knows? Let me start with our first guest on the show this morning. I'm going to start with you, Dirk Badenhorst, director of the Mzansi Ballet. Also, quite an impressive CV here. Dirk, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is the founder and chief executive, the CEO of the Southern African International Ballet Competition. Also holds the distinction of being the first South African to serve on the jury of prestigious ballet competitions in Cuba, China, Russia, South Korea, USA, Mongolia. You know a whole lot about ballet. How beautiful is that?
I love ballet. It's the passion that I have been born with. And I believe it has an incredible role to play in our country. I believe it's got a wonderful way of benchmarking us with the rest of the world. And then particularly the creation of ballets that are truly South African. And therefore, since we created one of the ballets recently called the Goldrand of Mapungubwe, I said ballet until then spoke French and Russian and German and whatever other language. But now it truly speaks South African. And
Oh, wow. It
is a wonderful way of bringing South Africans together while we are telling South African stories. And I think that really is the passion that I want. I want as many kids in South Africa to have access to ballet. Whether you are white or black, the moment you step into the studio, you are just a ballet dancer and everybody becomes equal, no matter what the bank account of your mom, your dad. And that really is what is so important to me. And I really think that with the creation of the shows and the dancers that we have, the caliber of dancers that we have in Mzansi Ballet and in South Africa, we are certainly starting to take our place in the world, which is why I've recently created a festival in Switzerland called the Mzansi Ballet and Ticino Sound Festival, where our dancers will be going to perform.
Oh, cool.
In July. It's a first for us, and it's a wonderful way of showcasing what we have in South Africa to the rest of the world and sharing the stage with them. And so the performances that we are going to be doing here in Joburg in the month of June will then be taken to Switzerland, and it's incredible.
Oh.
And yeah, a journey that is just, I think, fantastic, and I think it's also wonderful for the dancers.
Summer and Mahlatse, thank you very much for coming in very early, although I don't think early mornings and long days are foreign to you. Thanks for joining us, both of you. Who plants the seed in your life to say that you could be good at ballet? Summer?
I think from a young age, our dance teachers are the first people that will push you, and I think all of them push each student to their full potential. And I think it's not only about somebody else, but it's about your own love and your own self-confidence that really does plant the seed in whether you want to pursue the career or not.
How long do you need to dance for before you're any good?
The funny thing is, you can never be good with ballet.
Yeah, ballet just gets easier.
Yeah.
I mean, the dancer gets better, not ballet gets easier.
Yeah.
So basically, you have to work yourself. And then once you think you've gotten to that point, there's something else that's like, oh no, you haven't reached that mountain yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's always another hill to climb on.
And how did the journey start for you? I mean, how did you decide?
For me personally, I started from school at an early young age. There was a teacher who asked, like, everyone in the class, who wants to do ballet? So as a kid, I got curious about that. And I was like, okay, what's ballet? Because I'm from a place where ballet is not really a thing.
Mm. Where are you from?
Alex.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what most people in township are known for is playing soccer, dancing, some type of African dance. So putting ballet in the mix was a bit different, and having to battle through stereotypes and what other people think of ballet.
Did they give you a hard time?
Yep, it did. They did. So I just had to grow up in a mindset of knowing what I wanted to do and what I had to do in order to get to a point where I can be fulfilled with what I'm doing. And so traveling from that, going into a dance company and ending up at Mzansi has been quite a journey for me personally.
Can I just ask? So I went to art school. I was surrounded by ballerinas or ballet dancers. And I remember the endless hours of training that they would do. How often are you training during the day? Because I think people look at ballet and think, it's just dancing. It literally is like a form of sport. The level of physical work you are putting in. How often are you, like, how many hours a day are you guys being training?
Well, we usually train from around 10 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m. every single day.
Wow.
And I think during show times, it's more because we have to do like pre-show rehearsals, mm-hmm. spacing, and then performances. So sometimes we end late in the night, 9, 10 p.m.
That's very late. How many days a week?
During the week, work weeks, it's usually 5 to 6 days. If we're preparing for a show, sometimes we do work throughout the week, 7 days a week.
I want you to experience and appreciate and watch the incredible work. And it's really, these are people we should be very, very proud of representing mm-hmm. us, as Dirk said, overseas very shortly. So I'll tell you more about that and how you can get your tickets and maybe expose your family and your kids,
yes.
your friends to something as beautiful as ballet. We'll tell you more.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We are so lucky to hang with the director of the Mzansi Ballet, Dirk Badenhorst, also contemporary dancers, Summer February, and Mhlatse Sachane. And we can see this amazing, you know what, it is one of the pure, most beautiful. When you see a ballet, it is extraordinary.
It really is.
It's not for everyone, but when I suppose when you do reach a level where you can dance on a stage like this, then you were talking about how tough it was where you grew up to choose ballet over soccer or rugby or, you know, other kind of dance. But once you've nailed it, or once you've gotten to a certain level, it must be so satisfying. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Then when other people see your craft and your talent, that must inspire other people to say, geez, I want to do that, right? That's why I want to encourage people. If you've never been to see anything like this, do something different. Take your kids, take your family, and I promise you'll be leaving there going, wow, this is something I want to do. Shows are on, what do you call it? Not a show. So.
Yeah, it is a show.
Oh, right.
Yes, indeed.
Look at me. On at Monte Cassino.
Indeed. So we have two shows running concurrently. We have the full-length classical ballet Carmen that's running from the 11th to the 29th of June. Tickets at Web Ticket. And then interspersed with that, we are doing a program called Fusion of Favorites. And these are new choreographies from Vincent Mansu to Angela Reeves, new works. We became the first ballet company in South Africa to have a new work commissioned for Vincent Mansu. So it's incredible. It's wonderful to work with a true South African superstar choreographer that came to South Africa. He lives in France at the moment. Oh. And that will go to Switzerland as well and will be performed at Monte Cassino. So when you come to Fusion of Favorites, it's a show that there's going to be something in the production that you will be able to enjoy, because we have the Swan Lake Pas de Deux, we have this beautiful Claire de Lune music that Angela Reeves has choreographed, something Beethoven Fifth Piano Concerto being choreographed to. We have our little baby swans that we are taking to Switzerland, which we are raising funds for, from Ofense Bolelwang to Toriso to little Michaela van Heerden doing the Cygnus from Swan Lake. So it's really, really a fantastic and a wonderful show. And then we have just a mixture of wonderful ballets. We're also having a fundraiser on the 18th of June for those of you who want to help still some of these kids to go to Switzerland, 18 June. Our information is on our website. And so really, really, it is a hard life choosing the life of ballet. It's hard from your training, it's hard from convincing people to come, it's hard from getting our government to support, it's hard for the dancers to be on stage on their toes getting ready, but it's one of the most satisfying experiences that you would ever, ever, ever get. And I think that is what it's amazing, when you sit in the audience and you are 400 people breathing together with the dancers, coming together as a nation, really supporting something that is always
a
win.
Let's do this.
You know, you spoke of the bulls losing sometimes, winning sometimes. In ballet, we always win, because in the end of the evening, even though the dancers might feel like it wasn't their best show, it was their best show, or it could be better, you walk out as a South African feeling so proud, so wonderfully excited about what it is that we have in South Africa that truly puts us on par with the rest of the world. It really, really is a true inspiration. And that is why when I didn't choose to become a doctor or a lawyer and I became a ballet dancer, my family was like, why the hell did you do that? it's the easiest time in my life to explain to them that this is why I chose it, because it brings us together as a nation in a time where we have Donald Trump and Elon Musk fighting. We have people that don't have homes. We have little kids causing road accidents at 12 and 14. The ballet just sometimes makes us forget about this and really makes us feel so good about us as a nation.
They should make you the Minister of Arts. Arts and Culture.
Arts and Culture.
So they could split it.
Yeah, Gayton's busy doing the other stuff, being sports,
seriously,
and then you can do Arts and Culture.
Dirk Barnhorst. Yeah. That is most inspiring. It's world-class South African talent heading for international stages, and you can support them and show them your love and support at Monte Cassino. We'll have details for you on our Facebook page, how you can book the tickets, but also win some tickets this morning.
Yay!
I want to thank you all. Thank you very much for joining us, Summer. Thank you, Mahlatse. Thank you very much, Dirk. All the best for your shows and your run. We salute you. You do something that very, very few of us can do, but it's beautiful to watch it and support it. Thank you very much for adding a touch of class to the show, which is often not that. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you all. Pictures and chances to win and book tickets on Facebook. Go and check it out right there. Jacaranda FM on Facebook.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.